Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Thursday morning. You can text line. You want to be in touch with the show, 251-343-0106. I still got a bunch of text here. I will get to those here over the next, 30 minutes or so. Giving us feedback, you will get a response. Still to come on the program, April Marie Fogle, about an hour from now, and in 2 hours, our state auditor, Andrew Sorrell, will be with us. We'll talk to him about debanking and some other things going on around the state. But joining us now, somebody I've known for a real long time, actually, but now city councilman here in Mobile, Josh Woods joins us on the line. Councilman, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, Jeff. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for making time. Thanks for coming on. Let's before we get into what we're talking about, how is the job? How are you settling in there? I mean, I haven't talked a whole lot since you got elected, but here you are. I mean, it's been a while.
Yeah. So, the past obviously stepped in halfway through a term and really kind of getting up to speed, taking some time, but really figuring it out. A lot of times just takes time to figure out who's in charge of what, who do I ask for certain things, and really getting to know the people that I have a wonderful opportunity to work with on every Tuesday, getting to know their personalities and opening up communication. So overall, it's been great. I really appreciate the voters giving me the opportunity to serve them.
Yeah, it took a couple of tries here, but here you are. Well, and I know I told you, but congratulations anyway. Hey, this Amtrak stuff, I remember the old Amtrak in Mobile 20 years ago, Josh, before Katrina. It showed up at like 2 a.m. if you wanted to take the train, and it just wasn't. Now they say this time around, should it come back, will be better. I don't think people who want it, I don't think understand what they're getting. And I don't think that people really are like clamoring for it here in Mobile.
Yeah. End of the day, the Sunset Unlimited that ceased, after Katrina. I mean, you are right. It was that, it was that line, I think, ran from Jacksonville to New Orleans and, theoretically all the way to California. That since that ceased and times passed, now Amtrak's back or the opportunity's back to reinstill service from Mobile to New Orleans. I want to say the stops would be Mobile, Pascagoula, which I had the opportunity, about a month and a half ago to spend some time in Pascagoula and even saw their train station, and then Gulfport, Biloxi, and, on to New Orleans. And end of the day, anticipated ridership, there's going to be, starting off at least going to be 300 seats going back and forth every day. What was told to us is, this service would be, more accommodating to rail travel, back and forth from New Orleans as far as times and everything. And, end of the day, coming down to it, it's still going to be a 4 or 5 hour trip. From Mobile all the way to New Orleans if you wanted to take it. So, there are some factors, I don't foresee anybody doing business in a single day, taking the Amtrak line between Mobile and New Orleans. But, that's really either here nor there as far as the conversation is. It's really what it boils down to is who's going to need to fund this. And that's kind of where we're at. That's where my discussion point is, at this moment.
Yeah, it's heavily going to be heavily subsidized, the train fare itself, but it's once they get you started on this, and then you're on the hook for it beyond a certain point, right? There's the potential here that the city could have to foot a bill for something that is no one's going to use it.
Yeah, and this is really kind of, just to set the record straight, I'm not anti-Amtrak. I'm not anti-Amtrak coming to Mobile. I am in favor of if this is what they want to do, I'm in favor of approving the lease for the train station and you know, all that jazz. I guess the real point is, and I think what's being lost kind of in the messaging across the board is right now there is a government guarantee that the government's going to come in and they're going to underwrite the majority of the next 3 years of losses that Amtrak has. And, you know, what's on the hook is the city or the state of Louisiana is contributing $3 million. Louisiana contribute $3 million. And then, you know, what's being asked is that the city of Mobile, the city of Mobile, not state of Alabama, the city of Mobile, contribute $3 million initially over the next 3 years. And then after that 3 years, the government subsidy underwriting the losses goes away. And then it's going to be left, you know, years four or five and into eternity, it's going to be left for, you know, Louisiana, Mississippi, and again, the city of Mobile to figure out how to fund, you know, the losses to continue the route. And best case scenario, you know, back of the napkin, when we were meeting with Amtrak folks in the meeting, best case scenario is that this route loses $7 million a year. I mean, that's best case scenario. That's projected ridership, and it's still going to lose $7 million a year. So after year three, you know, the state of Louisiana, the state of Mississippi, and again, the city of Mobile will have to figure out how to cover those losses to the, you know, best case scenario to the tune of $2.3 million a year. And I just, you know, every action that I do on council, I think I try to make sure that it's right for our residents or what is what the residents, majority of the residents are pushing for, that they see the benefit. Also that I make sure that decision is appropriate and also responsible to the taxpayers of Mobile. And then at the end of the day, I also make a decision thinking, you know, I want this city to be a place where my kids grow up. I don't want to settle them with, you know, a liability for perpetuity to make sure, you know, that something continues. So that's really where I'm at. I'm not against Amtrak, not against the train station. I'm just don't see the benefit of signing the city and potential councils moving forward in the future, settling in with a 2.3 best case or even more liability they got to maintain every year.
Well, tell me this, how much feedback are you getting? Like, is anybody like, hey, Councilman, you need to get this going. Like, I really want this coming back. Are you hearing any of that?
So really since last week, you know, I've received more comments. I'll tell you from my constituents, you know, majority of the comments I'm receiving from my constituents, District 6, you know, they see the benefit of trying to be responsible and you know, they see my side of it and they agree with my side of it. There are some constituents that have expressed, you know, they feel that this is good for the city, that, you know, the city should, you know, go ahead and go and proceed, you know, as been presented. But I will tell you, in the past 48 hours, there's been a lot of extra emails coming from California, Illinois, up in the Northeast. So really locally, as far as my constituent base is concerned, you know, the majority of the comments that I'm receiving are, you know, supporting my stance on this.
Just what's behind this push? I mean, it's like a lot of things that we're told it's going to be great, but like, this isn't a grassroots thing at all. It feels very astroturf. Like why all of a sudden here in June 2024 is this Amtrak thing like front and center? Like, why is pushing? What is behind this?
Yeah, I'm, you know, not really sure. I mean, I could guesstimate or I could make assumptions, but you know, what I do know is, I do believe that, you know, transportation infrastructure is key in the United States. I think it's lagging at a lot of places. So I do know, you know, the previous administration and then this administration, as far as president's concerned, I know that that's been a focus for both of them. I believe, you know, this administration does have a higher priority for rail transportation. So yeah, that could be where the push is coming from. But, you know, can't really comment or give you an exact fact. I just know that infrastructure is a key component. I believe that Amtrak's a key component of this administration's, plan for infrastructure.
Like, I feel like you could say it's not coming from your constituents.
Vast majority comments I've received are, you know, Amtrak would be nice. But do you see the, you know, the fiscal side of it and you know, trying to make sure that the city doesn't, you know, get encumbered for, you know, future liabilities that could exceed, 2.3 million every year. The solution to this, really, the comfortable solution is, to me, the state of Alabama step up and ensure that after year three, they're gonna ensure the liability versus us. So I would say the funding agreement, I believe the funding agreement, probably easiest route would be to get the state to do like what its other sister states, Louisiana and Mississippi, did, is to come along and sign a funding agreement.
Wasn't it this, though, too, not some kind of fanboy for the Port of Mobile, but you are going to delay the freight coming in and out of there with a passenger rail kind of having to come through there, right?
Well, so that was the conversation. That's kind of what got us to this point today. Numerous conversations have ensued between the port and also the various rail entities. At the moment, the port is fine with the current plan for how Amtrak intends to operate. The port, in exchange for Amtrak happening, the rail lines between New Orleans and Mobile would be improved. $72 million would be invested in the rail line between the Alabama state line and the city of Mobile. And then out of that 72, $50 million would actually be spent on the rail lines in the city limits of Mobile. So that's kind of what got the port okay with this position. The investments that are going to take place, the port feels comfortable, won't encumber their productivity moving forward. But, the improvements are needed. The improvements, should take place. But I think it's unfair to kind of hang that around the neck of Mobile saying, we're going to miss out on $72 million in rail investment if y'all don't do this.
The other thing I would think with this, Josh, no matter how many times the city elders say no, or Governor Ivey or whoever says no, we're not really interested, it'll come back in 2 years, or we'll be having the same discussion probably, because it's like the thing that won't go away no matter how many times you tell them no.
Yeah, I'm not anti-Amtrak. The fact of the matter is if Amtrak was in Mobile, there's a chance that me and my wife would take a weekend trip to New Orleans, spend some time there, get a hotel, go spend some time in New Orleans, go out to eat, and then maybe we take the train back. But as far as frequency, I'm not going to be a frequent user of Amtrak, but I'm also not spreading or painting a broad brushstroke across the citizens of Mobile. But, end of the day, what it does come down to me, though, is that fiscal responsibility of signing up future councils, signing up future mayors, signing up the city of Mobile, future budgets for liability that could start at $2.3 million. I want to harp on that. Best case scenario for this rail line is that they lose $7 million a year, and those losses will have to be funded by whomever signs the funding agreement. So, the partner states and the city of Mobile would be on the line for upwards of $7 million, best case, and possibly more of that if ridership doesn't meet projections.
Joined by Mobile City Councilman Josh Woods here on the program. Josh, I'm not sure how to ask this. I'm just going to toss it to you like a kind of a softball, but any thoughts on this Paul Pryan saga, how that's playing out?
Yeah, so obviously that's been a conversation, a discussion that's ensued really for the better part of the start of this year. I will tell you that I'm proud of the work that the city council's done as far as hearing the requests to look into these accusations, and I believe we went out and we found the right person to do the job. Very totally independent, very matter of facts. I do know that they are progressing, and purposely I and the city council members are not talking to that independent investigator. If anything's needed, he contacts our attorney, and our attorney, works with him to get what he needs if he needs something. And we've already said, our council member President Smalls has already said July 23rd to be the date we meet as a committee as a whole and receive the report and release the findings. So, I am looking forward to kind of getting the report out there, showing whatever it shows, and then moving on with the business of the city of Mobile and try to at least, put some closure to this episode in our time.
Has the mayor had any input in y'all's investigation?
No, not to my knowledge. There's not been anything that's came back saying that, hold on a second here, the administration's doing this, the administration's not doing this. As of the end of last week, the administration is cooperating fully, is the message we got back from our investigator. So I hope that continues, and I appreciate them cooperating. And I look forward to the 23rd. We kind of announce this, get the report out there, and move on with the city business. We, no matter what we do, we can't get hung up on issues that we have to make sure as a council and as administration that we push the city forward, and we look towards tomorrow and make sure that we continue forward, not just get hung up on issues.
So it sounds like in general you're okay with things, how they proceeded so far.
Yeah. Again, nothing's came to us. Our independent investigator has relayed through our attorney that people are cooperating. There's no issues at the moment. He let us know if there was an issue. And, I'm very proud of what we did as far as the structure of this. Again, very proud of who we chose and look forward to an independent report coming out.
Josh, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate you hopping on real quick with us, but let's talk again soon.
Sounds good. I appreciate it, Jeff. Have a great day.
You do the same. Josh Woods, ladies and gentlemen, Mobile City Councilman. We got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Moore Show on FM Talk 106.5.